The old man had spoken about signs and omens, and as the boy was crossing the strait, he'd thought about omens. Yes, the old man had known what he was talking about. During the time the boy had spent in the fields of Andalusia, he had become used to learning which path he should take by observing the ground and the sky. He had discovered that the presence of a certain bird meant that a snake was nearby, and that a certain shrub was a sign that there was water in the area. The sheep had taught him that. If God leads the sheep so well, he will also lead a man, he thought, and that made him feel better. The tea seemed less bitter.
Who are you?
He heard a voice ask him in Spanish. The boy was relieved. He was thinking about omens and someone had appeared.
How come you speak Spanish? He asked.
The new arrival was a young man in Western dress, but the color of his skin suggested he was from this city. He was about the same age and height as the boy.
Almost everyone here speaks Spanish. We're only 2 hours from Spain.
Sit down. Let me treat you to something, said the boy. And ask for a glass of wine for me. I hate this tea.
There is no wine in this country, the young man said. The religion here forbids it.
The boy told him that he needed to get to the pyramids. He almost began to tell about his treasure, but decided not to do so. If he did, it was possible that the Arab would want a part of it as payment for taking him there. He remembered what the old man had said about offering something you didn't even have yet. I'd like you to take me there if you can. I can pay you to serve as my guide.
Do you have any idea how to get there? The newcomer asked.
The boy noticed that the owner of the bar stood nearby, listening attentively to their conversation. He felt uneasy at the man's presence, but he had found a guide and didn't want to miss out on an opportunity.
You have to cross the entire Sahara Desert, said the young man, and to do that you need money. I need to know whether you have enough.
The boy thought it was a strange question. But he trusted in the old man who had said that when you really want something, the universe always conspires in your favor.